neighbor to neighbor. Are you there, Brett?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So glad that you're still with us, and want to make sure that we addressed how one might contact you and or your staff to volunteer and or contribute supplies and money.
Yes, most definitely. So you mentioned food insecurity globally and also here in Greenwich. A lot of people will be surprised to know that 20% of the students of Greenwich students are below the poverty line. So there is definitely a need here in Greenwich, which some people are surprised by. And if individuals want to help neighbor to neighbor, I'll give them our telephone number. So please, folks, grab a pen or paper. And you can reach neighbor to neighbor at 203-622-9208. You can also visit us on our website, which is ntngreenwich.org. That'll give you information on how to volunteer, how to donate, a little bit about our history. And folks can just get all the information from our website, or just give us a call, and we'd be happy to speak with you and invite you to come take a look at our facility.
Wonderful. That is so exciting. And I'm going to give you the opportunity before we leave again to give that phone number and that website or email before we get off the air. So here we are. Many people might be surprised that a food pantry has thrived for 50 years in such an affluent area like Greenwich. And you just mentioned that statistics. What are some of the other hidden food insecurity challenges that residents in this area face?
I think, unfortunately, a lot of people find themselves in a position where they can't meet all their needs, their basic needs. So they may have full-time jobs, but their salaries just aren't able to provide them with adequate food. So we're just here to supplement their diets and just be able to help those families. And the cost of living is very high in Greenwich. So if a family's not making a lot of money, they're in the town because there's a good school system. They want the kids to go to school. But they just need a little bit of extra help. I think that's what surprises a lot of people, just the cost of living and how people can balance their food needs with their salaries.
Wonderful. Well, there is an embarrassment factor. People sometimes feel like, I live in Greenwich. I'm kind of known around here. And maybe I used to be on top. Maybe I was doing well at one time, and now I find myself in a food insecurity situation. How is that managed, and do you provide any support for those people who feel, I'm too shy to go to a food pantry?
Yeah, so that's one thing we're actually doing now. We're actively trying to reach out to some of our senior citizens. The United Way did a report and found that there are many people who qualify for services with neighbor to neighbor but aren't taking advantage of it. And some of that, like you say, could be stigma. Some people may feel embarrassed. They've worked all their lives hard, and now they're on a fixed income. And because prices are rising, they're just not able to meet the needs. So we actually partner with the Department of Human Services. So a majority of our clients are referred to us by the Department of Human Services. But we also work with other partner agencies like the YWCA, and Family Matters, and they also provide us with some referrals. So what we're trying to do is just make sure we have deep relationships with many social service agencies, the senior citizens' homes. We're really just trying to get the word out that we're here to support you if you need it.
I think that's a great and tremendous effort, because it's sort of like a reach in to those families in need. And if we can take these precursors of some other departments, some other agencies, finding out, hey, this is someone that actually could benefit from this service and maybe do the referral. So let's say you get a referral. I don't know. Just make a number. You get 10 referrals. Are all 10 people almost guaranteed that they will get some type of assistance, or is there a further screening after they've been referred?
Yeah, so everyone has a different vetting process. Each of our social service partner agencies, they generally do the vetting for us. So if they refer anyone to us, rest assured those people are in need and we will help them. So our policy is not to turn anyone away. Like I said, we're only contracted to serve residents of Greenwich. However, if someone comes to us in need from outside of Greenwich, we will still give them food for 3 days. and then we will refer them to an agency in the town that they live in. So we, our aim is not turn anyone away. We've been around, like I said, for 50 years, and we don't want to be around in another 50 years. We're hoping that, you know, partying agencies, the government, whatever the powers to be, will really be able to help alleviate the situation of food insecurity. But for now, we're here during serving our mission and trying to help as many people as we can.
I'm very excited about everything that Neighbor to Neighbor is doing, and I feel very honored that you are at the top of the helm helping out as the director, the executive director there, Brent Hill. So over the past 5 decades, obviously the mission of the pantry has evolved and the needs of the communities have changed. So you started out by saying and sharing with us that initially it was, you know, lightly, gently used clothes. That was the initial premise. And then it evolved into food. So what are some of the other changing needs of the community that you see happening that perhaps Neighbor to Neighbor will reach in? Is it just food for now?
Yeah, so we recognize that, like we said, people's salaries are stretched, and folks who are getting assistance from the government with SNAP benefits, they are not allowed to use those SNAP benefits for household essential items. So in addition to food, we also provide household essential items, so cleaning products, personal care products, diapers for babies. So in addition to food, we really like to meet all of the needs of our clients that we can meet. So that's one thing that has changed. Originally, of course, as you said, we did clothing, and we moved to food, and we're also doing these household essentials. And I also can report, I'm very happy that we partner with a lot of local farmers, and we also partner with Greenwich Garden Community. And we have a great relationship with them, and we'll be expanding that relationship and look forward to more information on that, Greenwich Community Gardens.
Greenwich Community Gardens, that's wonderful. This is a great place to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about several things. The first being, now that 5 decades have passed, you're in the mode of celebration, and we want to talk about that. And we also want to talk about, you know, what you see as the challenges facing us in the upcoming decades, if you last that long. The whole idea is that Neighbor to Neighbor would be eliminated because food insecurity will no longer be a thing. We'll be right back. 1490 AM and WGCH.com everywhere. I'm Tony B. This is a special edition of Ambassadors of the Aging, and we're here to serve the community. And so you seniors out there, all you seniors who find yourself scraping the bottom of the pan because you could use a few more items in your grocery basket, don't be ashamed and don't fear. Neighbor to Neighbor is here, and Brent Hill is here to express that. So we're going to talk about the 50th anniversary, 5 decades. Wow. How do you feel about this?
It's bittersweet. We're happy that we're here to help meet the needs. And it's not a celebration, it's an acknowledgement of 50 years. But if we want to use celebrate, it's really a celebration of community coming together and trying to help their fellow neighbor. I think that's what's really most important, that it started out with just a few individuals, and now we've grown to over 40 volunteers, you know, 10 staff members. We're very happy to be on the campus of Christ Church on Putnam. We have a great relationship with Christ Church, and we're just happy that people are just pulling together to help their neighbors.
Wonderful. Now, Jess, you mentioned Christ Church. Is that an exclusive with the church, or can any church join this effort?
Oh, definitely. Any church can join this effort, and we're really fortunate to receive weekly food donations and food drives from many of the area churches. And that's just been a great thing. Like I said, the Greenwich community has really come together to help their fellow neighbors.
Wonderful. So,
and I just want to mention also, I mentioned our 50th anniversary. So we're going to acknowledge our 50th anniversary April the 24th with an event at the Hyatt. And Chef Marcus Samuelson is going to be our special guest. For those that don't know Marcus Samuelson, he's an incredible chef. He's been on Top Chef and a celebrity chef. He has restaurants in Harlem, Midtown, and all over the country. And he has a very unique story. He's Ethiopian descent, but he was raised in Sweden, so his food is very eclectic. And we're very happy to have him as our guest speaker at our 50th event, April 24th, at the Hyatt, and anyone can contact Neighbor to Neighbor if they like more information about how to come to that event and help celebrate our community.
All right, so here we are. We're going to be celebrating our community 50 years. That's April 24th, 2025. It's at the Hyatt Regency. And Marcus, just so you know, he is one of the chefs on staff and owner of the Red Rooster in Harlem. It's on 125th and Lenox Avenue. But like you said, he's been on Top Chef. He's been a lot of different places. So we're very excited for him to be a part of this celebration of community on the 24th. Now, nothing's free. So to get people to come out to this event, is there a website? How does one get a ticket?
Yes, you can go to our website, NTN, obviously that stands for Neighbor to Neighbor, ntngreenwich.org, or give us a call and speak with Mary Louise Morgan, and she can be reached at 203-622-9208. Tickets start at $300. It's tax deductible, of course, and it's going to a great cause. And it'll be a great, great event celebrating community with lots of folks from Greenwich attending.
Wonderful. So we're highlighting that, and we're so happy to have this exclusive interview with Brent Hill, Executive Director of Neighbor to Neighbor. And so all you philanthropic individuals who would like to help out, you believe that food insecurity is a major issue and you want to see it go away, buy a ticket. I know $300 will go a long way to help someone who is in need, and you never know when it could be you. Yes, you. With all that you had and all your blessings, things could turn around suddenly, and you may find yourself at the food pantry, which is not a bad thing. So, Brett, I've never been in the food pantry. I walk into this, quote, supermarket store. What am I seeing? Is it set up like a regular supermarket?
Yeah, set up like a regular supermarket. Folks come in, and the first thing they'll do is go to see Jane, who's our front desk client coordinator. And Jane knows everyone by face. We serve 850 households, and that's over 2,000 people. And I think Jane knows everyone by name. So you would just come in, see Jane, and get the menu card for based on how many people are in your household. And you get your shopping cart, and then you browse the aisles and read the labels and get whatever is best for you and your family. And we're really happy. We've been able to expand our options for food. So we have a very diverse group of clients that come in, age-wise, ethnicities, cultural backgrounds. We try to provide foods from various countries, from various communities, so everyone has something that they would like to take home.
And of course,
we have the basics. We have fresh produce and meat, of course, as well.
That's exciting. So you can actually get a great dish from shopping at the pantry. The average person stays in this store, would you say, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
That's a great question. I guess, you know, everyone's different. Everyone shops differently. So sometimes people come with their little ones, and the little ones are walking around trying to decide what cereal they want, or if people are rushing to get to work. But generally, people are shopping like any other person. I guess about 20 minutes is a good time frame, I guess, to go shopping.
Wonderful.
We're very relaxed. We don't rush anyone. People shop at their own pace, and that's what's most important.
Well, I would encourage everyone to continue to be nice and give great smiles to Jane, because Jane checks you in, and Jane sees when you leave. And so I think that's very, very important. This has been an exciting and a wonderful exclusive interview. All you senior Tony Beers out there, and newcomers and others, if you find yourself in a food insecurity situation, which means you don't have enough food to make it through the week or through the month, and you would like some additional assistance, you're living here in Greenwich community, you have some place that you can go and benefit. And here at WGCH, we're excited to be a part of and support, and to know that we have something like neighbor to neighbor. Brent, we're coming down to the bottom of the interview. Is there anything else you want to share with the listening audience?
Yes, I think in closing, I just to say, unfortunately, the need is increasing because of the uncertainty that we're living in these days. And so that people should don't hesitate to reach out to support your neighbors, not just through neighbor to neighbor, just in general. Look out for those around you. Look out for our community. And because of the situations we're in with the country, please come to neighbor and support us if you can.
Wonderful. So that's a great way to end. Help out where you can, when you can. And if you have a few extra dollars sitting around in the bank account, please consider neighbor to neighbor. Brent, we want to thank you so much. Thank you once again. And we hope that we would follow up with you and you will be sharing with us that you're actually eliminating neighbor to neighbor. And that will get to the point where it actually doesn't exist anymore because we solved the problem. Everyone's eating, everyone's healthy and thriving here in Greenwich community and surrounding areas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony B. It's so great to speak with you and to speak with your listeners.
Tony B. signing off.